Top Spotting 81,
Thursday, June 30th, 2011.
Welcome to Pop Spotting. I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
It's time for some pop talk and trivia for Thursday.
That's right, where we ask you what you're watching or listening to or reading or just really into.
And what's the thanks you get for opening up and sharing the things that you love? A trivia challenge, that's what.
And we are so excited this week. Joining us from Raleigh, North Carolina is Colleen Glatfelter. Welcome to Pop Spotting.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We're thrilled to have you.
I'm so nervous.
Oh, well, we're nervous too. We're talking to Colleen. I mean, you're the big get, gotta say.
Colleen was the host of Metro Buzz, and she is now Mrs. J from the last podcast with Jay and Jack.
And you're also doing a media junkyard podcast as well?
No. I just pop up from time to time on there.
Oh, okay. What are you up to? Yeah.
At the moment, not much. Really, I think the most that I've been doing as far as putting myself out there is just I've been blogging more frequently.
Right. Call writes.
Yes. Very original, I know.
So we'd like to hear about three things that you're into, any TV shows that you're watching, music that you're grooving to, or even iPhone apps that you like. And then after that, we will hit you with some trivia.
Hit you gently with some trivia.
All right. So I was thinking about three things that have been monopolizing my time lately. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult because a lot of people have a lot of great recommendations that they give on here. But the first thing I want to talk about is actually a website. I have my daily websites that I click on every day, Consumerist or obviously Facebook, mm-hmm. Variety of different news sites. But one that I actually really enjoy, and I found it good 4 years ago at that point, is called crazydaysandnights.net.
I don't know that one at all. I know the Consumerist, but crazydaysandnights.net.
Yes. It's a gossip blog, like a celebrity gossip blog, but it's a little bit different than some of the other ones, because I like some of the other ones, like D-Listed and What Would Tyler Durden Do, but those people can get kind of mean.
Yes.
Crazy Days and Nights is actually, I can't confirm this, because I've obviously never met him, and there's a lot of catfishes out there on the internet, but his story is, he is an entertainment lawyer, he represents clients, he has client, you know, co-workers, colleagues that, you know, they hear stories, lunchtime stories, courtroom stories, whatever. And his big thing is blind items.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So something where he doesn't identify them by name, but drops little clues.
But I like his insight on things because he goes from a different perspective. He'll look at like a press release, say, and he'll break down that press release and go, notice how the publicist worded it this way. This
reading between the lines.
This. Yeah, so I enjoy it a lot. He'll post news stories of the day. He'll post pictures of people. But the blind items are the big thing. And every January 1st and July 4th, he'll do a big reveal on his blog. And I thought that this would be a good thing to talk about this week because July 4th it's on Monday. And I thought that if you want to get into it and go to the blind item tags, you can see blind item revealed. A lot of them are kindness things. And my kindness blogs, kindness reveals, I mean things like, what's her name, Elle Kemper from The Office.
Oh, yeah.
There was a blind item about an actress, a new actress on a hit ensemble show that saw a family, a single mother with her children broken down on the side of the road. And not only did she pay for them to get home, she paid for the car to get fixed and towed. And that was revealed to be her. So you don't always have, you have like your drug blind items and your diva behavior blind items, but you also have some really nice ones. And so it's nice to see that not everything is, you know, totally everything nice in Hollywood is done by a publicist. So
That sounds really good. I mean, you know, I'm thinking you said some of these other gossip blogs and celebrity blogs can get kind of mean. You know, I'm like, oh, if you're a celebrity watcher, that almost is kind of what defines the genre. But crazydaysandnights.net, if it's more about just the everyday lives and at least some of the positive things they do, I can certainly see that as compelling.
Yes, he does. He does have his negatives. You'll never see him write a kind word about Lindsay Lohan or Paris Hilton. And he'll call them the scum of the earth. But I think that a lot of people might agree with him. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is your second recommendation?
My second recommendation is actually Game of Thrones.
Ah, yes, the Naked Show. No, sorry, but you know, someone that was a pick earlier on our podcast. But I know it's been back, and everyone's talking about it because of the season finale.
Yes, the season finale was great. Unlike another show that also had its season finale that night.
Yes,
Game of Thrones was completely satisfying. It paid off, and it really left you wanting to know more. And the thing that compels me so much about Game of Thrones is the storyline shifts so seamlessly from the start of the episode, the start of the season, through the end of the season. By the end of the season, the storyline is still going, but the character shifts and the developments, it's totally different. Like, it changes perspectives, and they do it without you even realizing it until you go back and think, wow, this was so-and-so's storyline the first episode, and now the whole focus is on this character. So
they've done a really good job of, I guess, plotting out an arc and interweaving everything throughout this first season.
Yes, and I have the first book. I haven't started it yet, but I'm going to read it. I hear that the entire first book is the first season, so it must be condensed, obviously.
Okay, so you're watching the show, but you're not you weren't a previous fan of the books. You started with the show?
I started with the show. I wanted to read the books first, but Jay had it on, and then I started watching it, and I was like, well, I guess I'm going to wait until it's over now.
Well, how would you characterize it for us? We are complete and total newbies to the show, and like I said, we have no other understanding except that every time I look on Twitter, everyone says, he's naked, she's naked, he's naked.
There's a lot of nudity and a lot of violence. I would not say it's for children whatsoever. Okay.
But it's an adult show. I mean, not really a comedy then. It's a drama through and through.
There's definitely comedic moments. You have your characters in there that go through serious situations but are the token humor. You definitely have that. So yes, while it's a drama, it deals with very serious subjects. I would find myself laughing a couple of times during each episode because there was that comic relief to break up the tension.
Well, that's definitely a relief.
Yeah.
Yes. You're not going to go in there and be completely depressed when you come out of it.
We are curious about it, but it's on HBO and we have no premium cable, so we're going to have to wait for the DVDs. But it sounds like it's a hit with a lot of our listeners, so we're definitely going to check it out.
Definitely.
So what is your third recommendation?
My third recommendation is actually the book series by Rick Riordan. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. He's the writer of the Percy Jackson series.
Oh, right.
Yes. I first read the Percy Jackson series back in the spring. I didn't like Percy Jackson and the Olympians, to be honest. But somebody on the internet told me that to keep going. And I did keep going. And by the end, I thought it was great. For our honeymoon, I picked up the next two books that he started. He has two more series. The Lost Hero, I think it's called, is the first one. And it's the Heroes of Olympian series. The Lost Hero is the first book. And the Percy Jackson characters are minor characters, but it's that same universe, that same world. And then the second series he started since then deals with Egyptian gods and goddesses, actually. It's called the Kane Chronicles. I finished the first one, the Red Pyramid, and I'm in the middle of the second one, the Throne of Fire. And I wanted to talk about these because I, like many people since Harry Potter has ended, have been on the lookout for anything in that genre of, you know, fiction and magical fiction and imagination and even children's literature.
Sure.
I know you can find them in the children's section because I love that. I really like reading that stuff. I'm not like a big romance novel person or something like that. I really like fantasy. So that's why I picked, I read the Hunger Games series, which I also loved, and then decided to move on to Percy Jackson. And I would definitely recommend it out there to anybody that likes that because you really do get into that world. It's fascinating, some of the stuff that you learn. A lot of it is for kids, so a lot of the Greek mythology stuff you're gonna know, but it's still kind of cool. I really like it.
Our daughter is really into his books. I think she's on the second series now,
The Lost Hero.
Yeah.
Okay, that one's really good. I actually think I like that one book better than any of the Percy Jackson books except the last one, which I really thought was night and day from the first book.
Wow. Well, you know, you said that you read The Hunger Games, and that's come up quite a bit on Pop Spotting. Are they complementary? I mean, they're not in the same universe in any way, but it sounds like it would appeal to someone who liked that series as well.
I think so. You just have to remember that the Percy Jackson, I think the first book is geared more for a child, and the second book as well, and then it kind of gets more and more, whereas Hunger Games is geared for, I feel, everybody. I don't know if you would agree, Jen.
No, I totally agreed. I would think probably 14, 15 would be a good starting point for the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it does deal with some stronger themes.
Yeah. So, crazydaysandnights.net, a sort of gossip website. Her second recommendation was Game of Thrones on HBO. And her third recommendation was Percy Jackson's World by Rick Riordan.
Yeah, excellent stuff. All things worth checking out. If Colleen's into it, we all should be into it.
So, are you ready for some trivia?
Oh, yeah, I'm so nervous. I'm so bad at trivia. Let's go.
All right. Well, what we do here on Pop Spotting Trivia Thursdays is we give you a choice of two out of three categories. You get to pick what categories you get to play in. And Jen, what are Colleen's three categories?
Paxton or Pullman, All My Husbands, or Real Name Rockers.
So we've got a movie category, a TV category, and a music category. That's Paxton or Pullman, All My Husbands, or Real Name Rockers. All right, Colleen, what's it going to be?
Okay. The second category is
All My Husbands.
All My Husbands. I'm going to go with the second two categories, I think.
All My Husbands and Real Name Rockers. Well, that's really interesting. And Colleen, this is how much Jen loved you. That first category, Paxton or Pullman, was picked for you. But I think that it's even more impressive that you're going to go for the other two.
I was going to go with that, but then I realized I think I would only know Pullman and not Paxton. And if there was Paxton, not Pullman, but if there was a Pullman, like a Paxton one that I didn't know, I would be so embarrassed.
Right. Well, okay, I can hear you. Well, so the first category you decided to go with is All My Husbands.
During the 41-year run of All My Children on ABC, which ends in September, Susan Lucci's Erica Kane character has been married 12 times. Can you name just three of those husbands?
Oh, my God. Okay. Let me channel back to...
Did you watch All My Children?
I did briefly. Oh my goodness. Okay. Chandler? What was his first name?
Oh, we'll take that. Adam Chandler.
Yes.
Very good.
I knew that. I wanted to say Dr. Drake Amore, but that is totally not right. So yeah, please ignore that.
We won't count that against you, but you know, it shows your awareness of the universe for sure.
Dimitri something?
Yes,
that's two. We'll give that to you. Dimitri Marek. She actually married Dimitri twice.
Okay. Whoa. See, I didn't know that. You know, actually, I just watched the behind-the-scenes Oprah where they brought out all of Susan Lucci's ex-husbands on the show.
Oh, see, so I'm trying to pick. Yeah, you got the Cliff Notes version.
I did. I watched that about a month ago. So I'm trying to picture them coming out like in a line in my head.
Well, just one more. You already have two, so you've won the category. Adam Chandler and Dimitri Marek, both of whom actually were married to Erica Kane twice. But we just want to give you that last opportunity to completely take the category.
I don't know. I only remember Dimitri because I like that name, and Adam Chandler because he was during... I remember him from the era that I watched it. I don't know if they were married at that point, but I know the character.
I think we should give her bonus points because she was married to Adam Chandler and Dimitri twice each.
Oh, all she right. was married to the Adam Chandler twice?
Yes. Yeah, she's very indecisive, a very indecisive woman there.
Well, all
right.
Awesome.
All right. Well, still, two out of three, that's still... wins you the category, so now we move you on to Real Name Rockers.
We're going to give you the real names of rock stars, and you need to tell us who they're better known as to the world.
Are you ready?
Oh, no. Okay.
Number one, Declan McManus.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Elvis Costello.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay. Real name rocker number two.
Saul Hudson.
Saul Hudson.
Oh, I... dude from... what's his face? From Kiss, right?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. No,
Guns,
I don't know.
Guns N' Roses.
Oh, well, Wigs, I was thinking. Okay.
It's Slash.
It was Slash. Ah. Oh, okay. Darn. Well, still, you have one more opportunity to redeem.
Give me my consolation question.
Yes, exactly.
And number three, Dana Owens.
Queen Latifah.
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, I knew that one.
All right.
I was
all
very
right.
Excited.
Colleen, very good. You did take the All My Husbands category. Unfortunately, you were stymied by real name rockers. Nonetheless, we want to thank you very much for joining us here on Pop Spotting.
So before we let you go, we'd like to know where people can read your Twitter or otherwise reach you.
You can tweet me at twitter.com/Colleen84, mm-hmm. two L's, two E's. You want to check out my blog, it's callwrites.com. That name is back from like 2002, represent.
Right, right. I think it was on Blogger before and then maybe WordPress and now finally on your own domain.
Yes, yes, it was. 2005, I think I started it, something like that. Anyway, you can go there. But Twitter is probably the easiest way to reach me, or Facebook, if probably Colleen Glatfelter. If you're listening to this, you're probably friends with Ryan and Jen or Jay and Jack. You can find me that way. Probably one of the only Colleens that they're friends with. The only Colleen Glatfelter, so.
Cool. All right, Colleen84 on Twitter, Colleen Glatfelter on Facebook, or callwrites.com. Once again, Colleen, thank you for coming on Pop Spotting.
Thank you, Colleen.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. See you at Comic-Con.
See you at Comic-Con. Bye.
Bye. That was awesome. Thanks a lot. And that was Pop Talk and Trivia Thursday.
If you'd like to join us on the show, please, please get in touch. We love hearing about the things that you love, and we love challenging you with random trivia.
Absolutely. We love the mix of great folks that we've been able to have on. But even if you don't want to join us on the show, we do love to hear what you love, and we love to hear what you think about Pop Spotting.
Leave a comment on our blog at popspotting.net. You can drop us a line at feedback@popspotting.net, or you can leave a message on our voicemail, 815-310-0808.
You can also connect with us as you can at facebook.com/popspotting or on Twitter at twitter.com/popspotting.
We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh serving of Pop Spotting feedback.
We want to say thanks to Dan Pashman of The Sporkful for our theme song, and Mahalo a Nui Loa to you for listening.
For Pop Spotting, I'm Jen.
And I'm Ryan.
Namaste.
Namaste. Nicely done.